Part 2. Bad Omens. Like any good fairy tale, the story of the 1518 Dancing Plague began with bad omens. They started small. A shooting star fell from the sky, and fields began to flood with water. These strange happenings were soon followed by life-changing disasters. Drought dried up the fields, famine swept across the city, and smallpox and leprosy slowly but surely spread among the people. The villagers were filled with despair, but the worst was yet to come. On that fateful day in 1518, a woman called Frau Trofea burst out of her home, waving her arms and pointing her toes. She danced all the way up the street and into the town square, where she continued to prance and pirouette. At first, it was all in good fun. Bystanders stopped to watch, perhaps admiring her good cheer even in such a time of disaster. But a closer look at her expression made them stop short. Frau Trofea did not look happy at all. In fact, was that fear on her face? Slowly, people began to understand that Frau Trofea was no longer in control of her own body. But it was already too late.